Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I had a chance to sit down with three women who went to Washington High School together before World War II and have reconnected while living at Halcyon House. Their names are Betty Porter, Ione Burham, and Anna Heisel.
I see, you're the spring chicken, because you're 93, I'm 94, and you're 95. Okay. Do you feel springy?
No.
The women graduated in 1940 with 121 people in their class and shared some memories from high school.
Well, I have to say the music was very important to me. And then also in 1939, I had my first date with my best friend that lasted for over 74 years.
Well, I don't remember.
It's hard to remember back that far.
Did the three of you know each other in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We ran around together. I think back in those days, we were close because that was all there was. You know, you didn't have a lot of excess movies and all this and that. Oh, we had the theater, but...
Anna lived right across the alley from
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
So, and I tell people that we jumped on the beds. When our moms weren't looking.
They think we're bad girls.
And just so that today's high school students can kind of get an idea, if you were to go on a date back in 1940, what did it look like? What did that include?
Oh, gosh. We didn't have any money.
We walked everywhere.
They didn't have cars.
Betty added there was a dance hall downtown.
The Ross Motor.
Upstairs, uh-huh. They renovated into apartments, but... Yeah, the, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Jolly Good Timers.
It would be full. I mean, it would, you know. And we just had good, clean fun.
So would they have bands, or was it like a jukebox?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had bands.
Was a steel band in it?
I think Dad's band played, and then I played with Rexy's band, yeah. Maxie's band.
Oh, yeah.
And so I played for some of the dances up there, and...
Yeah.
And they ever had a band, so
I'm trying to think who another one had a band.
But a lot of the bands were just local, you know.
Yeah,
we didn't have Wayne King or Jan Garber or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Went to the State Fair and had a band. Remember that? We go to the State Fair and they had that round
amphitheater
type. And my goodness, we danced to Wayne King and Guy Lombardo. And
oh, yeah.
It was a big deal going to the State Fair.
They shared what they did after high school.
Well, I thought I was a big gal. I got a job uptown in an office. That was something.
I worked at JCPenney's.
We had 2 years in college here. And so I was able to take advantage of that. $25 term tuition. You live at home. You buy books at Nickel and Harmon at the exchange. They had a book exchange place there. You buy a book for 50 cents, you know. And then ever went into service. And then we got married. And then we went into 34 years in the United Methodist ministry. Then we retired and moved back to Washington in 1983. And here I am.
As I said, back then he always returns. And we all returned.
We all returned.
Yeah.
And Betty, you ran all over the world with Bob, so...
He retired from the service. So we spent 3 years in Tokyo, Japan, and always back to Fort Knox because he was armored. And then we spent time in Germany, Regensburg, Germany, there 3 years. Yeah, we did quite a bit of traveling, so. And I enjoyed it, but I'd never, when I was in high school, I never thought that I would have that kind of a life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think as when you graduate from high school, I mean, you just don't think about seeing the world. You can dream about it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And they have some advice for today's high school students.
I would encourage them to take advantage of every opportunity to learn, because no one can take your education away from you. And so to be willing to try new things, be open, have an open mind. And I guess I would like to tell them that we old folks, I guess I'm speaking for myself, really are counting on them to educate themselves and to go out into the world and help to make the world a better place to live. That's a big onus to put on them. But they're the ones that are going to have to do it because we have failed miserably. When you look around and see what's happening, I feel like we haven't left them a very good planet in which to live.
There's sad things, and then if you look around, you can see some good things and funny things.
Yeah. That's a good point. If you look, you can always find something good.
That's been today's Washington Page with Halcyon House residents and members of the 1940 class of Washington High School, Betty Porter, Ione Burham, and Anna Heisel. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.